Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. This episode covers Consolidated Freightways, Incorporated versus Commissioner, a case that started as a partial taxpayer win and ended as a loss on appeal. Consolidated Freightways was a major interstate trucking company. At their freight terminals, they have three types of assets in dispute: raised concrete loading docks, roll-up overhead doors, and mercury vapor area lighting. They argued these should qualify as personal property, writing off in 5 or 7 years instead of over 39 years as part of the building. At the tax court level, the company got a mixed result. The concrete loading docks were held structural, which was a loss, but the tax court actually allowed the overhead doors and the mercury vapor lighting as personal property. That sounded like a partial win. Then the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals reviewed the case in 1983. The appeals court reversed the tax court's wins on the doors and the lighting. Here is why, and this is the part you need to understand clearly. The Treasury Department has published regulations that define what counts as a structural component of a building. That list is important because it carries the force of law. The regulations expressly name doors and lighting fixtures as structural components. When something is on that list, courts treat it as settled. You are not just arguing with the IRS anymore, you are arguing against a written rule. The Ninth Circuit said those explicit listings made the taxpayer's argument very hard to sustain. The overhead doors and the mercury vapor lighting went back into the structural column. The concrete loading docks were never in question. Everything ended up as Section 1250, 39-year property. So when this case is cited, the correct result to cite is the Ninth Circuit result, not the tax court result. The tax court win was reversed. If you ever see a summary of Consolidated Freightways that calls the doors and lighting a Section 1245 win, that is citing the wrong court. What does this mean for a cost segregation study? It means certain items are hard to win on because the regulations already say they are structural. Doors and lighting fixtures are on that list. A careful study does not make aggressive claims on items the regulations name directly. The credibility of your report depends on knowing where those lines are and staying inside them. For freight terminals, industrial facilities, and warehouse-style buildings, Consolidated Freightways is the authority that sets the ceiling on what you can claim for docks, doors, and lighting. The lesson is a practical one. The regulatory list exists for a reason, and courts enforce it. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how this case connects to your property, check the legal section of your report.